Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America. It's time for the attack here on Sports Overnight America. Now, live from New York, here's your host, Bob Black.
Well, that's me, and good day, America. Welcome to the Sports Attack. I'm Bob Black. This is Sports Overnight America. Scott Cuddy on the other side of the glass, on the other side of the country, making sure it stays on the air. We're going to have some fun today as we have plenty to talk about in the world of sports. Phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. You're listening on SiriusXM. Channel 211, Dan Patrick Radio, all around the country on various different affiliates, including KSHP, 1400 AM, the strongest signal in North Las Vegas, where we continue to hold people hostage until we get, well, at least $40. And we're going to have a good time, as we always do. We have the American Forces Radio Network around the world, as well as these guys and girls who protect us each and every day, protect our shores, protect our borders, what there are of them. And, you know, don't get to go home every day on the old 9 to 5. Some of them do, but most of them don't. And they get a little taste of home by listening to the American Forces Network. And we're very happy and proud to be a part of that. So we've got a big, big sports feast out in front of us. Wimbledon over the weekend. We've got players being introduced, and we'll get into that a little bit because I'm truly tired of these organizations. I've seen so much ass kissed over the last 2 weeks that I'm reticent to pucker up myself for a good night kiss from anybody because I'm afraid it's going to land in the wrong spot. But that being said, like I said, we have plenty to talk about. We will get into all of it here on The Attack. And, of course, we welcome your social media at BobBlack71, at SportsBylineUSA. And, of course, the phone number again, 1-800-878-7529. We talk about the American Forces Radio Network a lot. These guys and girls in uniform put everything on the line. And, you know, people say, oh, you know, Bob, a lot of them are domestic. And, yeah, well, it's all about reinforcing your brothers and sisters who are deployed overseas. And there's a lot that goes on that people just aren't aware of until they experience it. I suggest you do. Take that trip down to Philadelphia, experience Army, Navy. It'll change your life. Don't change the channel right now because we're going to the break. We're going to pay some bills with the commercials, drink a little bit of coffee, and when we come back, more of The Attack. We'll be back.
Losing your hair sucks, and I should know. I've lost mine. And 2 out of 3 guys will experience hair loss by the time they're 35. Well, it might be too late for me, but it's not too late for you. Now there's Keeps, the easiest and most affordable way to keep the hair you have. These FDA-approved products used to cost so much, but now, thanks to Keeps, they're finally inexpensive and easy to obtain. For 5 minutes now and starting at just $10 a month, you'll never have to worry about your hair loss again. So you just sign up, takes less than 5 minutes, answer a few simple questions, snap a couple photos, and you complete your online doctor consultation. A licensed physician will review your info. They'll recommend the right treatment for you, and then it's shipped right to your door every 3 months. Keeps offers generic versions of the only 2 FDA-approved hair loss products that are out there. And Keeps treatments are up to 90% effective at reducing and stopping further hair loss. So if you suffer from hair loss, the last thing you want to do is wait to see a doctor. For a limited time, you receive your first month of treatment for free. Go to keeps.com/golf. That's KEEPS.com/golf. Do it today. Keeps.com/golf.
At 28, I had struggled with opiate and meth addiction for 12 years. I did and said things that the sober me never would have done. One day I realized I was not invincible. I was not exempt. And that's when a friend told me about Elite Rehab Placement. They gave me the tools I needed to get sober, and all it took was the one phone call.
Elite Rehab can help you start to break your addiction problem and get sober in as little as 7 days. And we'll work with your insurance provider to help cover the costs. Plus, we have travel assistance programs to get you here by plane or train. Make this free call right now to learn more.
800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. That's 800-403-5912.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
I mean, our guys are troubled because they play around so young today. Very young. I was talking to my doctor. You know my doctor, Dr. Vinny Boombox. You know my doctor? Yeah. Well, he told me last week in his office he got 6 cases of VD. I mean, he's all right now, you know.
Now, more of the Sports Attack with Bob Black. Here on Sports Overnight America.
Hot damn, now you're talking.
He's all right now, you know. Well, Novak Djokovic is all right, too. 7-6, 6-1, 7-6, 6-4, 13-12 in the tiebreaker over Roger Federer. An epic match. Djokovic is one of the greats of all time. And I'll tell you something. When you look at tennis, men's tennis in particular right now, and it's a shame for American tennis. It's a golden age right now. Roger Federer, Novak Djokovic, Rafael Nadal, to a lesser degree, Andy Murray. Unfortunately, the injury, he was never on the level of the big three. But he had a chance to be on the fringe of it and be mentioned in the same breath until the injuries did him in. He's retired now after this tournament. It's a golden age. These guys are the best ever, with all due respect to Jimmy Connors and with all due respect to John McEnroe and with all due respect to even going back to the old days to Rod Laver. And I know it's heresy to talk about the older guys and say, and maybe with the new technology, they might have been as good. But these guys are just extraordinary athletes. I mean, Federer playing into his late 30s, the only guy from the past that I will throw in there is the silent assassin, Pete Sampras, who certainly deserves to be mentioned in the same breath as these guys. But unfortunately, his rivals, as it were coming and going. There were players that challenged him for a while, but then would fade off. They never had the consistency of the big three. And when you look at tennis and men's tennis, this is the golden era. If you take it back to the amateur days, if you want, and you look at the Australians and how good they were. This is the golden age of men's tennis, and the fans appreciate it, and they recognize it. Every time there's a matchup, and somebody's going to get bumped in the semis out of the big three because it's just the way the seedings work. This year it was Nadal. it's amazing. It's absolutely amazing. And the fact that Roger Federer is even playing on this level at 37 years of age is testament to his conditioning, is testament to his dedication and his focus and his athletic ability, you know. But every time these guys meet up, and the thing that's great about it, and I talked about this a little bit involving Serena, and we'll get to her in a couple of minutes, but the respect that these three men have for each other, both on and off the court, always comes through after a match. Always. Now, Andy Murray is a bit of a grump, you know, and again, he's on the outside looking in when it comes to the big three, but he has a bit of an abrasive personality, and you know, he's got a little bit of a chip on his shoulder. And I think that's because of the fact that he's had to elevate his talent in order to be competitive, because the talent is not as good as the big three. But Djokovic, Nadal, and Federer, when they play each other, there's a mutual respect involved, that they understand their place in the history of men's tennis and the fact that they're going to be talked about for the next 50 years of men's tennis. It's as simple as that. And the debates will start once one of them steps off the stage, probably Federer first, unless Nadal's knees go. But who's the best? Who's the best out of the big three? And they're going to compare tournaments and they're going to compare matches. Well, this one was one for the ages. As I said, a five-setter, 13-12 in the tiebreaker. It was extraordinary. Federer was game. You know, he dominated the second set 6-1. And he dominated the fourth set 4-6. They were so even, Steven, in the fifth set, that you were holding your breath. It was a long final, longest in Wimbledon history, 4 hours, 57 minutes. And Djokovic, who ate a clump of grass, that was pretty funny. That was out of the Les Miles playbook right there. But again, Nadal's 30. Djokovic's 32. Federer's 37. What's coming behind them? There's great men's tennis players who never see a sniff of the majors, just because these guys are so dominant and so talented. They have complete respect. It's they hunger for the trophy. They have all the bucks that they need. It's you know, you can see the look on Federer's face. It hurt. He really wanted this bad because he knows the opportunities are getting less and less, and everybody wants to win Wimbledon. I mean, it doesn't. They can hump the U.S. Open till the cows come home, and the French is the French, and it's all great that it's played on clay, the unique surface, and the Australian is the Australian, but it starts so early in the year, and you know it has its history as well, obviously, but it's Wimbledon, and for these guys to get to the final and to lose, it's difficult for them to handle it. You could see it on his face. Didn't make him any less graceful. You know, he was talking about it afterwards, though, and he said, you know, my kids aren't going to be excited by the plate. They wanted to see the trophy. And for those of you who don't know the history, look at the video. It's considering that Federer won the Australian back in 2018. This is his first major final since that victory, and it's telling you that Father Time is catching up. You know, last year in Wimbledon, he went out in the quarters. They love him. They love him there. They love him as much as Andy Murray. And when it comes to being on the court, partly because of his greatness, partly because of his longevity, he's always the crowd favorite. He's the crowd favorite against Rafa. He's the crowd favorite yesterday against Djokovic. He probably, well, I don't know, maybe against not against Andy Murray, but it would have been damn close. They love the guy. Love the guy. And Djokovic also doesn't have the level of personality that Federer has. Djokovic, especially in the beginning of his career, came across as a bit abrupt and abrasive. He really wasn't. English was his second language, so he had a hard time defining what he was saying all the time, and it came across as awkward sometimes. He's just a great, great player. And when you look at it, these are historic matches. These are great times. How long they're going to continue to go remains to be seen. It looked like 3-4 years ago that Roger was done or starting to go down that road. And he's revitalized his career. He caught a second wind, and it's pretty extraordinary stuff. These guys are out there, like I said, you're playing 4 hours, 4.5 hours. The conditioning is amazing. They're right there with the most extraordinary athletes in the world. Every bit is as good as the soccer players who never stop moving. It's great stuff to watch. And even if you're a casual fan and you only pay attention to the majors when it comes to tennis, watching this stuff is so worth it because you're seeing, you know, for lack of a better, the League of Extraordinary Gentlemen, because that's exactly what it is. These guys, the Gentlemen's Final was an all-time classic. It will go down in history, and it will be something that will be paid attention to and referenced for a long time to come. When we come back, we're going to talk some NBA. We'll get Serena out of the way first. I want to talk about her and Halep's match briefly because it was not particularly interesting, but, you know, credit where credit is due. And we'll get into the Anthony Davis thing on the other side as well. This is the Sports Attack. I am Bob Black. You are not. Pay attention. You might learn something.
This is Sports Overnight America.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Attention, this important consumer alert is brought to you by Annuity Action Network. Hey, did you know it's possible to receive upfront money from your monthly settlement payments? It's true. If you receive monthly payments from an annuity or a structured settlement and you need a lump sum immediately, then you need to call Annuity Action Network. With your cash today, you can pay off credit card debt, pay medical bills, fund your education, or improve your home. You don't need to wait. Call the Annuity Action Network now to get your fast cash with no hidden costs. And if you call today, we'll even send you a $100 cash gift card just for verifying your settlement payments and your contact information. If you have a structured settlement or an annuity and you want cash now, call Annuity Action Network right now.
800-514-9170. 800-514-9170. That's 800-514-9170.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
The insinuation that she was cheating than anything else.
For you to attack my character is something that's wrong. It's wrong. You attacking my character. Yes, you are. You owe me an apology. You will never, ever, ever be on another court of mine as long as you live. You are the liar. When are you going to give me my apology? You owe me an apology. Sorry. Well, then don't talk to me.
Serena was watching her coach give her a hand signal. And now.
Wow. Oh, my goodness. This is very unfortunate.
Are you kidding me? As I said, you're a thief. Because you stole a point from me. But I'm not a cheater.
Serena's asking for the referee. Osaka was ready to serve the here over the crowd, but Carlos Ramos said game penalty. We said that the third code violation would lead to that.
Correct.
Now, more of the Sports Attack with Bob Black here on Sports Overnight America.
Please let this nightmare stop!
Yeah, well, it stopped for Serena, all right. Simona Halep beat her in straight sets. I've beaten up Serena on her ability to, or lack thereof, to lose or win with any level of class throughout her history. And she lost in straight sets pretty easily to Simona Halep on Saturday. And she did it the right way. She actually lost with class, unlike what you just heard against Osaka, which she did the big apology and magazine article and all that crap. It was refreshing to see it. You know, they can talk about the fact that the crowd is behind her all the time, and it's a big difference from when she was a younger player where there was a lot of racial crap thrown out there and everything else. And it's all well and good. She's earned everything that she's achieved in the world of tennis, including the adoration of the crowds. But again, when she loses, she has zero class. And when she wins, she has zero class. This was actually a refreshing change. She got beat up by Simona Halep. Again, I have no rooting interest in this, but I was curious when it was apparent, particularly in the second set when she was down 5-2, what was going to happen and how it was going to play out going forward. And it played out okay. You know, to me, she won back a little respect. Obviously, Halep is somebody whose game she respects. Yeah, you have to remember something. Last year, when that incident happened, Osaka kind of burst onto the world stage. I mean, people who know tennis knew she was a pretty good player, but she hadn't achieved anything as far as winning majors or the bigger tournaments or anything along those lines. And I think Serena Williams basically dismissed her as not being worthy of winning a major tournament. And this year, and Serena has dominated Halep throughout their career, Halep took care of business. And she even said it herself. Previously, she was so focused on how good Serena was that she put herself behind the eight ball immediately. And her nerves got the best of her. She was tense. She wasn't playing loose. She played the best tennis of her career in the final against Serena Williams. And it showed. It was an easy victory, 6-2, 6-2. And Serena handled it okay afterwards. She gave credit where credit was due. She is old. I mean, in tennis years, she's old. She's trying to get major title number 24, which would set the record. She was trying to will herself back into the match. She had 26 unforced errors to just 3 for Halep. And it just, the game just wasn't there for her. It just wasn't there. It was her 4th runner-up finish of all time. Like I said, she congratulated her, gave her the credit, didn't say that anything happened with the referees, didn't say that, well, had I been on my game, I would have won or anything along those lines. It just kind of, you know, played itself out. And for the women, you know, you look at it and it's going to be difficult because when you're following the GOAT, which she is, who's going to pick up the mantle and keep women's tennis interesting? Maybe it ends up being Coco Gauff, who had a wonderful tournament until she went down in the quarters. You know, there, it's a bunch of names that you just don't recognize. Alison Risk and Barbora Strykova and people like this who are ranked in the top 10. I mean, Coco isn't yet, but who are ranked in the top 10, but don't have the star power of Serena. And tennis is waiting for that next great star. Is it going to be Halep? No. No. She's 27 years old. You know, she's technically in her prime, but the reality is that she's not consistent enough a player. Maybe this puts her over the top and gives her a run for a while. But she also has been criticized in the past for not being mentally tough, and we'll see whether or not this changes it, because she admitted in her post-match conference that when she has played Serena in the past, it has been about the fact that she knew she was playing the best ever, and it always got to her. So I don't know how it's going to play out for the women's side. It's going to be interesting to see. They need it's the same to a certain point in golf, but now there's a bunch of superb players in the world of golf. Tennis needs dominant players in order to be paid attention to. They need guys like Djokovic and Roger and Nadal, and they need women like Serena and Venus, and they need people who are going to put fannies in the seats, and whether you love them or they hate them, people that you're going to pay attention to, and, you know, we'll see. But a good tournament. Like I said, Serena finally handled something with class, which, you know, I was impressed with, but Wimbledon's in the books, let's put it that way, and they march towards the U.S. Open. L.A. introduced their newest star, Anthony Davis, the unibrow. I mentioned it in the opening of the show. I am so tired of these executives kissing the asses of these players in order to show them how great they are and how valuable they are and all this stuff. It, you know something? They're making tens of millions of dollars, hundreds of millions of dollars. Just sign the contract, introduce them, tell them how great they are once, and then shut up. I listened to Rob Pelinka. I thought he was literally going to give him a massage when he was on the stage. He's going to be a pillar of the Lakers in history. He's going to be somebody we'll build around and we'll win championships. And he and LeBron are going to be the greatest thing since sliced bread. I don't even think they're the best team in the West. And I'm not doubting Anthony Davis's talent. He's a talented guy. He also hasn't won jack squat. He won one playoff series down in New Orleans. And at times he had pretty good teams around him. Not always, because their general manager was incompetent. But they managed a couple of times to have some damn good basketball teams. And Rob Pelinka described him as the most versatile all-around player in the game. Have you looked in the other locker room? Have you seen Kawhi Leonard, who just won a championship, who just hoisted a trophy, who plays the best all-around game in basketball? And, oh, by the way, you got probably the second best guy sitting on the bench a little further down from Anthony Davis. because I still would take LeBron over Anthony Davis. Not, you know, in the long term, obviously, with the age difference. But LeBron's mentioned in the same breath as Michael Jordan. Anthony Davis isn't even mentioned in the same breath as Elgin Baylor. Not yet. Or Karl Malone. Not yet. He may get there, but he ain't there yet. And I found it interesting when I was looking at Rachel Nichols' interview with him, and the fact that here's a guy who can't pick out his own clothes. Literally. He was talking about the fact that since he's been in the league, he's had so many people around him making decisions for him. And one of the things he talked about was the fact that once I decided I didn't want to be in New Orleans, I started making my own decisions, which I found a very interesting, insightful comment. All right, we're going to leave it right there. We're going to pick it up on the other side. First, we're going to take a trip to Tampico. And then we'll come back and we'll talk some more NBA, specifically Anthony Davis, before we move on to other things in the association. I'm Bob Black. He's Scott Cuddy. Don't go anywhere.
Anthony Davis. Nothing ill-fitting about that, Jeff.
Down the lane, blocked by Davis.
Bean with the lob and a classy finish by Anthony Davis.
This is Sports Overnight America.
LeBron James coming to the studio.
Attention Bay Area homeowners, Pacific Private Money has a loan program that can help you buy your next home right now. No need to wait to sell your existing home first. Our unique bridge loan lets you tap the equity in your current home to provide up to 100% financing on the home you wish to buy. We're friendly, fast, and ready to help you right now. Call us today for more information, 415-883-2150, or visit us at pacificprivatemoney.com.
Equal housing lender, license county area 01897444. All investments have inherent risk, and your results may vary. This station does not guarantee nor endorse any investment strategy.
Purchase your parts at O'ReillyAuto.com. You can pick it up in-store when it's convenient for you. Your parts, tools, or accessories will be waiting at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store. No shipping cost, easy returns, and convenient pickup. Shop O'ReillyAuto.com. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices, every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
I've recently discovered the powerful health benefits of CBD oil. I have been using New Leaf Natural CBD oil for some time now, and I love it. CBD oil is non-intoxicating, which makes it ideal for people like me. I want the health benefits of cannabinoids, but I don't smoke weed. I never will smoke weed. Mind-altering effects I do not need. CBD is non-toxic, has potent pain-relieving, and is anti-inflammatory with its properties as well, and that's why the brand I trust the most is New Leaf Naturals. New Leaf Naturals is the highest quality CBD oil on the market, 100% organic, highly concentrated, no additives, grown in the U.S. The only ingredient is hemp. It is pure and simple. Go to NewLeafNaturals.com. That's NewLeafNaturals.com. Save 30% and receive free shipping in the U.S. when you use the promo code RICK. That's right, RICK. Go to NUleafNaturals.com, promo code Rick.
Oh, I know very well you guys could bump me off any minute you wish, but that's a risk worth running considering the stakes. Let's lay all our cards on the table. As I see it, you guys have got to do one of three things. Kill me, run me off, or take me in with you as a partner. Let's consider the first. Another guy may come along tomorrow, maybe a dozen other guys. If you start bumping people off, just how far are you prepared to go with it? Ask yourselves that. Also, don't forget, the one actually to do the bumping off would forever be in the power of the other two. The only safe way would be for all three of you to drag out your cannons and bang away at the same instant like a firing squad.
We wouldn't stop at anything to protect our interests.
I claim killing me, isn't it? As for choice number two, if you run me off, I might very well inform on you. 25% of the value of your find is the reward I'd get paid, and that'd be mighty tempting. Mighty tempting.
It's a pretty strong argument in favor of our doing number one, mister.
I don't deny it. But let's see what number three has to offer. If you take me in with you as a partner, you don't stand to lose anything. I'll not ask to share in what you've made so far, only in the profits to come.
Would you mind, stranger, letting us talk this over alone among ourselves?
Not at all. Go ahead.
Welcome back to the Attack Tampico update brought to you by our good friends at the Weather Channel. Yeah, it'll save your ass. 83 currently, feels like 93. Humidity's in the air. Low's going to be 80, high's going to be 91. 20% chance of rain. Break out the sunblock. They keep saying the UV index is 0 out of 10, but we know that's a lie in Tampico, Mexico, because it is the coolest city ever. Tampico, Illinois, not too shabby as well. Right now, it's 74 degrees. It feels like 71. High is going to be 88. 0% chance of rain. So make sure you do break out that sunblock in Tampico, Illinois, because until the 20th of December, it is no longer the coldest city ever.
How long you guys been around Tampico anyway?
Not long enough. Welcome back to the Attack. Black Cuddy, you. Phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY. 1-800-878-7529. Talking to Anthony Davis, talking to the LA Lakers, talking about the sycophants that suck up to these guys. And look, I know you got to stroke their egos all the time, keep them happy and everything else. I'm just real tired of it. And it's no knock on Anthony Davis. I put this more on these organizations who feel like they just need to kiss the hinies of these guys constantly in order to keep them happy. If you can't see phoniness or know it when you hear it, and some of them need to be stroked on a constant basis, some of them have the brain power to realize that, you know, they're just saying this. And you know, if I blow my knee out, everything will change tomorrow. So, you know, I look at it and I say, well, Anthony Davis, he's a Laker. He did his power play. He wanted to be in LA. And don't forget, he's only there contractually for a year. He hasn't re-upped yet, and he won't because of the salary cap situation. He won't be able to do it until next year when he'll play out and he'll do whatever he needs to do, and you know, money will be there, and he can make his decision at that time. But in theory, if he's not happy with the locker room situation, he can move on. So for all the butt-kissing that's going on and all about the fact that they're talking about, well, you know, he's a pillar of the Lakers for years to come. And well, ain't nothing been decided yet. He's in L.A. He got that wish. But he's not committed to them long term. Probably will be. But contractually, he's not. So if they have a stink season where they get bypassed by two or three teams in the West and it looks like LeBron's completely on the downhill side and LeBron isn't playing nice with the basketball, which has been known to happen, he might just walk. So don't, you know, sometimes being where you want to be is not everything that it's cracked up to be. He might turn out that he doesn't like LA. I mean, they're going to love him on the court. And their fan base is going to go nuts over them. But nothing's on paper as of yet. So cool your jets. And like I said, listening to Rob Pelinka, you would have thought that Anthony Davis was Wilt Chamberlain or Elgin Baylor, or named a historical Laker. He hasn't done diddly squat. And let's see whether or not he's up to the task. Like I said, he didn't win consistently in New Orleans. Some of that was the organization. but he never elevated the team to the next level. Considering that when he came out, and I remember the first couple of years after he played, they would do these anonymous polls and everything else, and everybody said, what player would you start a franchise with? I would start with Anthony Davis. He's going to be the next big, great big man in basketball. Well, the game's changed. And he's better served, at least at this point in his career, as a second banana. And he's playing second banana to LeBron James. Now, at some point in time, they're going to want to pass the mantle to him and surround him with second and third bananas and have him dominate. Well, I don't know if he's up to it. Yes, statistically he is, but the pressure of carrying a franchise and having that on his shoulders remains to be seen as to whether or not he's up to the task. And like I said, I'll reference the Rachel Nichols interview. They were talking about the fact that, and look, I get this. Players have to grow up. I've talked about it many times. If you had handed me the kind of money that these guys make, and he's 26 years old, at this age, they'd have found me dead in a pile of hookers and cocaine. I mean, I ain't going to lie about it. But here's a guy last year averaging 26 points, 12 boards, 4 assists. Those are extraordinary numbers. But he doesn't pick out his own clothes. He didn't pick out the place that he was living down in New Orleans. He had a bunch of people around him who were basically telling him how to tie his shoes, literally, each and every day. He doesn't come across as unintelligent. But he talked to Nichols extensively about the fact that when he made the decision to get out of L.A., he and his agent, Rich Paul, to get out of New Orleans and go to L.A., that he was the guy that made the decision. And up until that point in his career, and evidently that point in his life, he wasn't making too many decisions on his own. And I get it. You're young. You know, young, dumb. It's what I was at that age, young and dumb. And then you figure it out. It's called life. Now, whether or not this translates into him being a guy that you can rely upon as far as a franchise goes remains to be seen. Now, on the positive side, you've got an interesting roster. I'll put it that way. I still don't think they have enough outside shooting. But you're reunited with Boogie Cousins, who, before he got hurt down in New Orleans, you were playing first-rate basketball with. And you actually, that was when you advanced in the playoffs, even though Cousins was hurt. But you had your team set up where you could advance. So that's a plus for the Lakers. These guys have been on the court together before, and they coexisted very, very well. And it was Boogie playing the five and Anthony Davis playing the four. And they were a matchup nightmare for teams that couldn't put size up against them because they just dominated everybody. Now it's two seasons removed. Cousins has been hurt a lot. Whether or not he's able to regain his form remains to be seen. But I'm sure there's a certain comfort zone with Anthony Davis being there and he being able to play alongside a guy that he's comfortable with and he's familiar with. And then you throw LeBron on top of it, and you look at the fact that LeBron is still great, slipped a little, but still great. And we're going to find out whether or not they can coexist. You look at Rajon Rondo, when they made that advance in the playoffs down in New Orleans, Rajon Rondo was the point guard. So there's a lot of pieces in place if you're a Laker fan, just aside from the fact that he's amazingly talented, that lend itself towards the Lakers being a championship contender. And I think they are a championship contender. I'm still going to hold to the fact that I don't think LeBron will win another title, but if I'm wrong down the line, I'll own up to it. But it's going to be interesting to see how it plays out, because this is the reuniting of the New Orleans Big Three plus LeBron. So it from that aspect of it, it's going to be fun to watch. We'll see how they've matured as players. We'll see how they've matured as men. Supposedly last year in the disaster that was the Los Angeles Lakers, the voice of reason in the locker room, believe it or not, was Rajon Rondo. He kept the younger guys focused when it was clear that they didn't want to play with LeBron because LeBron was trying to get them all traded. You think about the transformation of that locker room just from a couple of years ago. Julius Randle, gone. Ball, gone. Ingram, gone. Hart, gone. The only one left is Kuzma. And he was barely there because he was mentioned in all kinds of trades last year, too. You know, again, the Lakers are going to win a lot of games. But whether it translates into championships remains to be seen. It was interesting watching the Nichols interview and the fact that Davis was sitting in front of all these Larry O'Brien trophies that the Lakers have won over the decades. You know, somewhere in the back of his mind, he knows there's a hell of a lot of pressure on him to put more up there with LeBron. And if they fall short of that before LeBron steps off the stage, because recognize something here. With all the draft picks that they've traded away, and they'll have their own draft pick every other year. But with all the draft picks that they've traded away, they're all in. All their chips are in the middle of the table. And if they fall short, it's not going to fall on LeBron. As much as everybody thinks it's going to, I'll tell you right here. There'll be conversation about it, but I'll tell you how these conversations are going to start if LeBron steps off the stage without another championship. Yeah, he failed in Los Angeles, but he's still one of the greatest of all time because of the fact he was already 34 years old, when he donned a Laker uniform. And who could have expected that he was going to play on the level he was at when he was in his prime? No, this is Anthony Davis's fault because he didn't elevate his game. And that's how it's going to play out. We'll see whether or not Anthony Davis is up to the pressure. Because let me tell you something. Second place doesn't matter in Los Angeles. And the other interesting thing, of course, happens when the Lakers are on the road and the Clippers are playing in the Staples Center until they get their new arena. You're looking at it now. And you have Paul George and Kawhi in the home locker room when they're there. And Kawhi's already delivered. So he goes to the Clippers with, in my opinion, a more balanced roster, a younger roster, a roster more geared towards today's association. And I got news for you. If the Clippers win a championship before the Lakers do, we'll be talking about that every day, regardless of which sport is in season. All right, let's step out right now. We'll wrap it up on the other side. I'm Black. You're not. Get over it.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517.
Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Do you have a problem hearing the television? Do you need to crank up the volume so loud your family is screaming at you? Then put on your TV ears. TV Ears has helped millions of people just like you hear TV loud and clear without cranking up the volume. For about $60 with a 30-day free trial, you can get your own set of TV Ears. When you wear TV Ears, you can mute the TV volume for private listening or let others watch TV with you. Order in the next 10 minutes and take us up on our 30-day home trial and very special price. TV Ears is a brand hearing professionals have trusted for more than 20 years. And through this special radio offer, you can get your very own for just $60. Just mention promo code RADIO. So put on your TV Ears and make everyone happy.
800-984-4207. 800-984-4207. 800-984-4207. That's 800-984-4207.
Now, more of the Sports Attack with Bob Black here on Sports Overnight America.
Welcome back to the Attack. I'm Black. Well, you're not. Get over it. 1-800-878-PLAY. We've been talking a lot of basketball. We'll finish up with basketball as well. Giannis at an event in Milwaukee talked about continuing the reign at Milwaukee, and they came out of the East. Didn't come out of the East, but got to the Eastern Conference Finals. I like it. I don't know where Giannis is going to end up when it's all said and done. You know, they signed his brother to get him on the roster and hopefully make him a happy camper. And they're going to be able to pay him the max when it's all said and done. And there were 20,000 fans outside the Fizarev Forum, nicknamed the Deer District. And they were basically having a party to celebrate his MVP award. But you know something, there was a DJ playing and everybody was hanging out, having a good time. And there's not much else to do in Milwaukee. So they were having fun. And he said, look, just show up for every game. Don't call me the MVP until I win it again next year. Well, you know something, that's heady stuff. He said he was at 60% of his potentials and he's working on his game. He said, obviously, I can add a jump shot, and when I do, I'm going to be even better. Some guy yelled free throws. The other guys named three-pointers. Somebody else said, we love you. And he nodded to everything, and he's enjoying himself. He's 24 years old. He's humble. He also said, which I found very interesting, I get mad when my girlfriend says, you know, you're really good. You wanted the best. He said, I respond by saying, I'm like, no, I'm not, because whenever that happens, I relax, and I don't want to relax. He said, if I'm lazy, I'm lazy 100%. I want to be better. I don't know if it'll happen in Milwaukee or maybe he gets the temptation of the bigger city and moves on. But I just like this kid's attitude, and I love watching him play. All right, that's it for the Attack. Hope you enjoyed it. Thanks to Scott. Thanks for you for chiming in. And we'll talk to you again in 23 hours and change. I'm Bob Black. Have a great day, everybody.